Okay, our learning should be in Chasuk Rosh Shlema Mordechai Zev Ben Fega, Daniel Ben Frumma, the Stok Shar Chol Yisrael. I don't know if I'm going to be here next week, but Enzei Bez Hashem. So if this is my last week here, I do want to say it was a tremendous chus to be able to learn together and to grow together. Hashem should bless us. The next time we learn together in the fall should be in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Okay, just to start off with a couple nuggets, you know, for the Shabbos table when you don't have a long time to be able to say a whole drasha. Double parsha this week. The pasuk says in b'chukosai teilechu, when you go in my ways. So Rashi famously says, what does that mean? You go in my ways. Shetu amela matorah. You should be omel in Torah, like everyone here. You should be. You should grow. You should throw yourself in Torah, into Torah. Famously, the Or Chaim HaKadosh has an amazing idea on these three words. He says, his focus is not really on the in b'chukosai. His focus is really on the teilechu, on the left of a derech aspect. When you're going to be traveling, I just traveled to New York on Sunday. When you're going to be going, make sure that you're not just focused on what you're seeing, where you're going. Make sure you're learning Torah wherever you go. There's so many people get so much done as when you travel, you're listening to Shir and on the Why You Torah app. There's so many other apps of the Torah anytime. You're taking a Mishnah with you. That's what we say famously in the Kriya Shema. Kadosh Baruch is specifically telling us, you want to know what it means to be Amal in Torah? It's specifically in Mechuzai Teilechu. That's what it means. To someone who really loves Torah so much, to someone when, even when it, you know, you're not just sitting in Boca and just sipping on a Sprite and things are convenient. No, even when you're sitting at the gate and you just want to get on the plane, you open up a safe for a little bit, you're ready to roll. That's what the Or Chaim says. Udafka, and when you're Teilechu, when you're traveling, make sure you're Amal in Torah. Number two, the Chofetz Chaim says an amazing idea specifically on these words about Amel and Matorah. This is like famous, world famous, but we'll make it even more world famous. Chofetz Chaim writes, in Judaism, we firmly believe it's all about effort. Right? And when you go to the sports world, if the Yankees don't win the World Series, it's a terrible year. He says in Judaism, it's the opposite. It's all about the effort. He says, if you give your pair of shoes to a shoe repair guy. I don't know if anyone still does that, but yeah, people do. Okay, excellent. So if you give the guy, you know, if the guy gives you back the pair of shoes, they're fixed. He gets paid. If he doesn't, you know, if there's still an issue, you know, you're not giving him any money if things aren't fixed. You're going to pay for it in advance. So maybe we should really do it and say you shouldn't pay it until you see tachas that everything worked out. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to Torah learning, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care if you actually understand the Rashi and Tosfos. Of course, he wants you to understand, but he wants to see about your effort. If you really put in your sweat and tears, and you really try to understand everything that Rabbi Shabtai was saying, or everything Rabbi Goldberg was saying, and you really tried your best, and your scorecard upstairs doesn't say, "Oh, Mirzov, he didn't understand the whole hakir of the Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Nesivus." It doesn't say that. It says Mirzov effort. Was he really paying attention, or was he thinking about the hockey game or whatever it is? The Afka, it's all about the effort. So two ideas specifically in Torah, especially getting ready for Matan Torah now, right? Specifically about learning in Torah. Number one, from the Or Chaim, when you're traveling, to make sure that you're learning Torah while you travel, right? That's what they say, that whenever you're traveling, you are where your thoughts are. So you could be literally in JFK, you could be in LaGuardia, sitting on a runway for who knows long, right? We've all been zocha to sit on the LaGuardia, whatever it's called, the ramp over there. And at the end of the day, be able to make sure that you're learning Torah. And number two, the Chofetz Chaim says it's all about the effort. Moving on to now our idea about Shabbos, right? We just had a Hilchos Shabbos shir. Now we're going to learn about Shabbos. The whole Parsha in Bahar really talks about Shabbos and Shemitah. So let's get started over here. We know famously that the Lag BaOmer is this week, so we can't, was this past week, but we're not gonna run away from Lag BaOmer so fast. I had a couple of friends who went to Meiron, and they said it was much easier getting there and getting out of there. It said it took them over 4 hours to be able to leave Meron because something happened with the buses, and all the Hasidim were like, they were boxing out, Baruch Hashem, to be able to get on the bus. It was a whole thing. But a lot of people went to Meron, so let's go to Meron a little bit together right now. We know famously the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Laman Gimel Bad Beis, not a coincidence that this staff is on Laman Gimel. They actually say from one of the Rebbes, I forgot who, maybe Rabbeinu Bechaya, that if you actually look in all of Shas, until this point of the Gemara, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave, in the famous Gemara, how many times is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's name mentioned in all of Shas? 32 times. This is the 33rd time that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's name is mentioned in Shas, on Daf Lamed Gimel. Coincidence? I think not. We know famously the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said something negative about the Roman government, and they wanted to be able to have his head off. And what happened was him and his son ran into the cave. And the Gemara says that they were there for 12 years. They had a fig tree there. They had a spring of water there. It was a big, very big miracle. What happened was Eliyahu HaNavi came, Gemara says, and told them it was finally time to come out. The Gemara says is that when they came out, that everything they saw turned into fire. They were saying, what's going on over here? Everyone's working. They saw the Jews working. No one's learning Torah. What's going to be the Torah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said from Abbas, so this is what you did for 12 years in the cave. Back into the cave. Go into the cave for one more time. Finally, a year went by. Yatzu Baskel v'Amratz imaraschem. Emerge from your cave. One more year down, you could come out now. Famously, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son came out, Rabbi Elazar's eyes were still burning everything. And whatever he burnt, Rabbi Shimon fixed. And he said, "Bini da l'olam aniva ata. My son, the world has enough Torah for me and you." But this is where the point of the Gemara that I want to get to. They saw, it was a Friday afternoon, and nightfall began to come. And Rabbi Shimon and his son, famously, so they saw an old man. And he was clutching these two bundles of myrtles, of hadassah. And the Gemara says there, and he said, "Honey, Lamalach, why do you need them?" Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to this old guy. Amalui, he said to them, "Lekovet Shabbos, for Shabbos." He said, I had them for Shabbos. And he said, "Chag keneged Zachor, lechag keneged Shomer." Finally, Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Rabbi Elazar, "Chazu kama chavivin mitzvos al Yisrael. Look how much the Jews love the mitzvos of Shabbos. Look how much they love Shabbos. Look how much they love mitzvos. Yosef datayo." Then they were appeased. So somehow they were appeased, specifically when they're having 12 years in the cave, and they were very upset when they came out and saw no one learning Torah. Then they finally did come out, and Rabbi Elazar's eyes were still burning, and his father fixed him. And then they saw this Jew who is carrying these bundles for Shabbos. We have to understand over here, why Dafka Shabbos, why was that the Nechama to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Number two, this is all based off on a sefer that I got this week, Rabbi Pinchas Freeman on Lag BaOmer. An amazing sefer, if anyone's ever been to Brooklyn before, an amazing farm store called Beagle Eisen. It's in between 44th and 45th Street. I'm not sure what the avenue is, but you could find it on Google. It's an amazing place. Literally there, it's like you're like a kid in a candy store. My parents were in the car, so I only had 10 minutes, so it was like whatever you could find. Number two, Rabbi Pinchas Freeman says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, "I'm a pasuk of Ladas Kani Hashem Mikadoshchem, that you should know me, that I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you should make Shabbos holy." The Gemara says, "Omar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Matana tova yesh to bebayis ginze, v'Shabbos Shema, in my treasure house, I have something very, very holy, and in Shabbos is its name. I want to give it to you. I want to give it to the Jewish people, and then you could be able to take it." So he wants to understand what's this lashon, what's this language of matana tova, a good gift. Every gift is good, right? I don't know a gift that's not good. You know, sometimes you get a Hanukkah present and the kids complain, and you tell them, "Okay, that's what you don't like. No more Hanukkah presents anymore." A matana tova. What's going on over here? What's exactly that lashon? Number three, he brings out another question. It's really Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. You know, we say this three times a day. Well, two times a day in shul, one at home. You shall love Hashem with all your heart, all your soul, and all your money. The Gemara in Brachas talks exactly what that means. But Rabbi Akiva Eger says, how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu tell us to be able to love something, right? Talui on the lave of a person. It seems to be something that's very forced. How could that be a mitzvah? And it's not only a mitzvah, it's one of the six constant mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, right? Avas Hashem, loving Hashem is one of the six constant mitzvahs that a person always has to have. So three questions. Number one, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai only got comforted when he saw that Jew with the two branches for Shabbos. What's going on over there? Number two, why is Shabbos called a good gift? Number three, what does it mean to be able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It seems to be a very hard thing to be able to do. So we're not going to do an order, but we're hopefully going to say a couple of things that he writes over here, and hopefully we'll try to answer all the questions together. So he says, the Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro, that we have a mitzvah called Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, and we also have, that's brought down in Yisro, and in Devarim, the pasuk says, Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho. Zochar and Shomer. Zochar, he says, the Ramban says, is throughout the week. Right? We know that whenever we mention Hayom Yom Rishon Shel Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni Shel Shabbos, that's a kiyum, it's a fulfillment of that mitzvah. And Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho, when we don't do things on Shabbos, we don't write, and we don't do bor, that's guarding Shabbos. So he says an amazing thing. And Rabban writes that mitzvos, why is it that asei docha lo saseh? Why do we have that concept that a positive mitzvah beats out a negative mitzvah? Asei docha lo saseh. Rambam writes an amazing thing. Rambam writes, because what's better? And you know, if you tell your kid to be able to clean up his room, or because he's going to get punished, or if he cleans his room because he knows he's going to make you proud. Of course, the latter. You always want to make your parents proud. Says the Ramban, the mitzvos aseh represent avas Hashem. When we do something, we blow the shofar, we light the Shabbos candles, we do things, we're doing active things, those represent avas Hashem. And when we don't do things, we don't kill, we don't steal, that's yiras Hashem. Says the Ramban, throughout the whole week, it's yiras Hashem. And we're going to get to other sources that say this all. Throughout the whole week, it's yiras Hashem. When we get to Shabbos, it's avas Hashem. It's actually, if you actually look at the word yira and ava together, they actually go together. I sometimes do this to a couple of my students, and they see that they actually go together. If you look at the word yira, put the word yira up top, and then the word ava. So if you take the word yud resh, the first two letters of yira, and then if you take aleph hey, it spells yira. See, and then if you take the last two letters of yira, which is aleph and hey, and the last two letters of ava, what does that spell? What does it spell? Ava. Sorry that I don't have one of those things over here. So the Svarim write that when a person's fearing Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not only fearing, part of fearing Kadosh Baruch Hu is loving him, and part of loving him is fearing him. They all go together. Says the Arizal. Says Arizal, an amazing thing. When's the last time you can make Havdalah for the week? Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is connected to the Shabbos before. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is connected to the Shabbos coming. He doesn't say this, but that's why I think that if you think of Wednesday, what's the Shir Shayom? What's the last two psukim we say in Shir Shayom for Wednesday? L'chun Aranana. Because what are we starting to do? We're starting to get ready for Shabbos. So says all this from, says Rabbi Freeman, that's the whole essence of Shabbos, is to live through Shabbos throughout the whole week. And once you get to Shabbos, to have that excitement. The whole kiyum of throughout the week is a zachor, is you mentioning Shabbos, you're getting ready for Shabbos. And that's the Yiras Hashem aspect. And Avas Hashem aspect is specifically when you get to Shabbos and you're able to go in there. That's what the Zohar says. Rav Aaron Kahn actually writes. He said this in a couple months ago when he came down for a thing in Miami Beach. The Zohar says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, he says that a Jew should daven with his eyes closed during the week, and a Jew on Shabbos should have his eyes open on Shabbos when he davens. If you know the davening by heart, you should have him closed during the week, and you should have him open on Shabbos. Why? So it's because throughout the week, you know, there's a million things happening, text message here, people there, it's very hard to focus. But on Shabbos, you know, in Tzfat, and there's nothing in Meiron, you have to experience Shabbos. You don't want to have your eyes closed, you want to be up for Shabbos. That's why they say also, from the Hasidim, I'm sure everyone here knows, the Magid of Mezrich. If you don't know this Magid of Mezrich, it's a big one. Magid of Mezrich says that it should be in Naseres HaDibros to take a nap on Erev Shabbos. To take a nap on Erev Shabbos should be in Naseres HaDibros. Why? Not to make your wives crazy for bad shalom bias and not to take care of the kids or the cooking. He says when you take a nap in Erev Shabbos, what's going to happen at L'chun Aranana? What's going to happen in the Zmiros? You're going to have energy. You're going to be there. So many times, I remember growing up, you're in shul and you're in L'chadodi, and I have them all the time. You sit down. Next thing you know, they're out there v'sham ruvenei Yisrael, right? You know, like what just happened in the last 25 minutes? I missed L'chadodi. Magid said it's so important to be able to take that Erev Shabbos nap. Be able to make sure they have koch for Shabbos. So why dafka? How is this a nechama for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai realized, wait, this Jew, he cares about Shomor. He cares about the Zohar. He's just not going to Shabbos. He's looking forward for Shabbos, right? The Gemara says that he had two of them. So he had the Shomor aspect and he had the Zohar aspect. The Noam Eimelch and the Chuzal Bin, they both say that Shabbos is about Avas Hashem and 6 days is Yiras Hashem. That's why the pasuk says in Shemos Lamed Dalet. If you work on, says the Chos of Lublin, if you work on Yira throughout the week, then you'll be Zocha for the Shabbos Tishbos. Then you'll be Zocha for the what? For Yom HaShvi Tishbos. Then you'll be Zocha to the Avos Hashem. If you make sure that throughout the whole week, you're trying to do your best Shalom Bayis, your Ben Adam L'Chavero, your Ben Adam L'Mokom, then you'll be Zocha to be able to experience Shabbos. And he says that's specifically why Shoma represents. Shoma represents the Yira. Zohar represents the Ava. And finally, that's why it's called Matana Tova. What's a good gift? It's something that Kadosh Baruch Hu had in his treasure chest, and he kept for himself. But when someone wants to be able to give something else, it's because they love them, because they care about them. I want to give this a gift, but I'm only going to give it to my people, I'm only going to give it to my Kala. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're my Kala, I'm going to give you Shabbos. So that's the whole essence of the words L'chadori L'kras Kala. Right? Shabbos, where the the machlokas of who, exactly who the chasan and the kal is, but it's a one big wedding between us and Hashem. It's one big wedding between us and the Rabbona Shalom. So finally, how could Hakadosh Baruch Hu say "Bahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha"? Says the Rabbi Freeman. He quotes the Bnei Sasser. Quotes the Rabbi of Zeretchov. He says, "What's the ikur time to feel Hashem's love? The ikur time to feel Hashem's love is on Shabbos, right?" Nothing's happening. You fully focus on your relationship with Hashem. So he says, if you take the gematria of Shabbos, gematria of Shabbos is 702. Take the gematria of Shabbos 702, which is exactly the same gematria as Ahava b'chol lev, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol ma'od. Obviously, referencing the pasuk in Shema. Shabbos is a time that we completely put all our lev and our nefesh and hopefully all our possessions into Shabbos. Ahava b'chol lev, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol ma'od is gematria 702. Says and he quotes Rabbi Freeman, Rabbi Kiva Eger, how could Kadosh Baruch Hu say that we should love him? It's very easy to love someone who loves you back first, right? Whenever you get in a fight with your wife, when she says sorry first, it's very easy now to say sorry. What do we say in the paragraph right before the first paragraph of Kriya Shema? We say Ava Rava. What's at the end of those words? Habocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava. When Kadosh Baruch Hu shows his love first, what are we able now to show him love? It's in us. It's implanted in us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing His love, and therefore, it's not just something that's totally in our lave. Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking the foot. He's taking the first step forward, right? He's the one saying, "I love you," right? It's like in that awkward, every TV show and the movie scene, there, you know, the guy says, "I love you," and that she's waiting to hear it back, right? This is what happens when you grow up with all the craziness out there, right? At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, "I love you. Do you love me back?" It's not just a choice. Of course you love him back. Just to be able to close very quickly. And let's just... Chazer. That's exactly the whole essence of Rishim Bar Yochai. He saw that they cared about Shabbos. Shomer and Zohar. Matana Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Chassan. He specifically put that gift because he only wanted to give the gift to someone who loves him. And specifically, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, how do we love a Kadosh Baruch Hu? We love a Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically because it's so easy. He chooses us no matter what we've done. And we choose him, and we choose him back. And throughout the whole week, it's the avoda of Yiras Hashem, the avoda of Sheshes Yamim Tavod, and then says the Rabbi Elimelech in Parshas Vayigash and the Chodes of Lublin, it's very easy Vayom Hashmi Tishbos to have that full romantic relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. They say a great story by the Baramayim Chaim. I know I'm a minute over. I apologize. When you're a teacher in school, and when one thing you never do is go over, so I apologize. I always hated the teachers who went over. Not hated the teachers. I hated the action of the teachers. Sorry. So the story goes: Baramayim Chaim, with great rebbe in Europe. And what happened was, unfortunately, during that time, the non-Jews would kidnap Jews, and basically the Jews had the gelt. And they said, you know, we're gonna kidnap someone, and they're hoping they'll pay up. And this happened a lot. Unfortunately, the Baramayim Chaim lived in a town that was very, very, very poor, and he told. There was one Jew who stepped up to the plate. He had some money, and he said, "Don't worry, I'm gonna pay for everything." And he got the Jew back. Thank God, he went back to his family. He was very, very besimcha. Baramayim Chaim turned to this Jew, and he said, "Listen, I can't give you the money back. I don't have so much myself, but I can give you a bracha. The bracha that I could give you is that you should be zocha to feel the experience of Shabbos. You should be zocha to feel the kedusha of Shabbos in the realest, in the fullest way." And that was on, let's say that took place on a Motzei Shabbos. Sunday, Monday comes, the guy's jumping off the wall, he's getting ready for Shabbos, like it's already Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, he's already saying, he's Havdalah, L'chun Aranana. Thursday, he didn't even go into work, he's so excited for Shabbos to come. Friday, he's the first one in the mikvah, he's so excited. He has the best Shabbos, he doesn't even fall asleep at the table, saying after the Zmiros, he had the holy Shabbos from Sarim from L'chadori until Rav Adaravin of Shal Shuddis. He runs over to Baramayim Chaim's house Saturday night, and he says, "Rebbe, it was. I've never had a Shabbos like this in my entire life. But you have to take the bracha away. I wasn't able to be a normal husband, a normal father. Please." So the story goes. Baramayim Chaim says, "Okay, I'll take the bracha away, but I'll give you a new bracha. My new bracha is that the kedusha of Shabbos should come to you, but it should just come to you gradually. It should come to you one step at a time. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should be zocheh to feel the kedusha of Shabbos every single minute of our lives, whether it be on Shabbos or throughout the week. And if we do this, we'll truly see what a true gift it is of a matana tova. And as Hashem, next Shabbos, this Shabbos will be zocheh to be with the Shimon Bar Yochai in Meiron or in Yerushalayim Yom Kodesh. Shkoyach."